Hello and welcome to the July 2020 update of Alter Aeon. I am Shadowfax, and you would be too, if you were me. This year's Summer Solstice celebration came to a conclusion a few days ago. I hope everyone was able to enjoy the event this year. I want to thank Morpheus for working on the mobs in the Starving Rock area. The volcano area got off to a rocky start, and I thank you all for your patience while I was troubleshooting it. I wanted it to be a truly unique experience, and sometimes it is difficult to test certain things ahead of time. By the way, since you guys like that one so much, I'll likely be converting it into a regular area that you can run with a group in the future. Within the first week of the month, I should be able to gather the vital stats from the event areas and post a roundup about the celebration's details. As usual, I am writing up a wiki page for the event and will publish a link to it when it is finished on our social media. Speaking of the wiki, there was some drama regarding the name of one of the opponents in the Starving Rock area. And since I was busy getting the volcano area to work, I was unable to devote sufficient attention to deal with it properly and believe that I made a mistake. That mistake being that I didn't immediately change its name back to what I had named it to begin with. I'll go into more detail on the wiki page. People sometimes ask me why I never did an interview like the other senior staff of the game, and I typically reply that I do updates every month, and if there is something I really want to say, then I'll do it there. So, here's something I want to say. One of the things that first attracted me to Alter Aeon was the humor found therein, not only built in the areas, but also the funniness of the people running the game. Ours is the kind of game where we really don't roleplay, and we should be able to joke about just about anything and expect no one to take it too seriously. Political satire is everywhere. It's baked into the game. I really don't think we want to start down a path where things begin to be censored simply because somebody finds them to be in bad taste. That is a severely subjective means of measuring their value. An atmosphere of wit and edginess is part of what sets us apart from the bottomless sea of bland, sterile, cookie-cutter fantasy games. If you are so sensitive, then encountering something in a computer game that mildly challenges your worldview is enough to send you into a tailspin. You need to either lighten up or toughen up. And let's face it, anarchists are funny. They're always valid targets of ridicule. Anyway, we'll soon be handing out additional prizes for players who completed the summer event quest. I will post the details regarding these prizes on board 1388 when they are ready. At the time of this recording, last Thursday will have been Alter Aeon's very first Thirsty Thursday. Drock made me promise that I wouldn't spoil the surprise. You'll just have to log in to see it for yourself next Thursday if you missed it. Also, yesterday, Morpheus and the Dream Team will have released two new level 42 Group 10 areas for the continent of Romanek. Our next event, the Feast of the Sacrifice, will begin on August 1st. This event will be run by the builder Aziz, and will last until August 6th. Alter Aeon now has an official Discord server. You can find an invite link to the Alter Aeon server via the address alteraeon.com/discord. Before going over the changes for last month, I just want to thank all of you who have sent me suggestions, especially about jobs. Now that I'm not busy with the event, I'll be getting around to answering all of your mud mails. Here are some highlights from the changelog from last month. First of all, guild jobs are now available. Once again, thank you for all the feedback. We have made some refinements to objects that show up for seeker jobs, including spell comps that have affinities corresponding to god attributes. Also, seeker jobs should now only return level-appropriate items. A new druid level 34 spell was added called Landslide. Using this spell, you can blow up earth walls and shambling mounds to damage groups of enemies. Drock added a few called animals to mire terrain. I think people were disappointed that there weren't any available in the Puzzlewood area. Fear effects now cut into your morale. High morale will help you resist fear, but at the cost of your morale. Valor and other fear-resisting effects come into play first. Tweaks were made to adding stats for crafted items, including fixing zero-weight bugs on some forged items. Forged torques and cuff bracelets now weigh 2 pounds, but can now be inlaid. FYI, this will not work with old ones, as the increased weight is the determining factor. Drock added force flag checks for adding to crafted items with moderate or little to no room left for improvement. He also fixed a bug with inlay runes and this new force tag code. You can no longer blood sacrifice, butcher, or skin corpses that have been recently killed by others, similar to restrictions on harvesting from corpses. You can, however, make flesh beasts from corpses of fish-type mobs now. More tweaks were made to crafting to increase the odds of getting stats, even if it's just a few hit points, mana, or movement. And finally, Drock spiced up a few warrior skills with
Fatality
strings.